On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom, actress and country singer Janet Kramer and her husband Michael Kazin. Welcome to the show, guys. Nice to talk to you.
I know. Good to see you again. You know you want to say AJ, but that's
AC. It's all right. Close enough. Well, congrats on the book, The Good Fight. You know, I was thinking about it since the last time we talked. Fights are inevitable, right? Everybody's going to have them. So it's not necessarily trying to avoid them. It's just sort of having the proper rules and structure to go about having them, correct? Is that the approach you have in this book?
Yeah, that's exactly it. We just want to preach the concept of fighting for each other, not against each other.
Jan and I are
both guilty of fighting in a sense that's just, you know, childish and immature and, you know, raising our voices and name calling or being mean or taking shots at each other, which I'm definitely more guilty of. And it's just trying to learn the adult way of actually dealing with conflict.
Right. And when you have kids too, obviously certain things, like you don't want to do it in front of them and
also the balance of, if we do, going back and saying, hey, you know, apologizing and saying that we didn't do that right. And mommy and daddy love each other. And so,
right.
Cause our therapist said conflict resolution is really good for kids to see. So that way, when they get in a relationship of their own, they're like, oh no, we're fighting. It's over.
Right. No, exactly. Conflict resolution. That's important. I like that. And the book also talks about how to sincerely forgive. What does that mean? As opposed to just, okay, whatever. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, honey.
I mean, it takes time, but I feel like in order to really move on, you have to forgive. It's not to forget. I mean, unfortunately, the thread, there's certain things in our marriage that are always going to come up. It's not going to be as heavy as time goes on, but, in order, I think, to take the next step in moving forward, you have to forgive. You also have to, you know, maybe work through a lot of stuff in your past too. I mean, there's, in the process of forgiving Mike, I forgave my father. I forgave, you know, things that have happened in my past childhood wounds that I was able to work on too. So I became a better version of myself as well.
Yeah, no, I definitely need to work on that. I mean, with your significant other, with my wife, and yeah, I try to choose my battles, and obviously I got to forgive, not sweat the small stuff. With other people, I'm not so good at it. I'll forgive, but I don't forget, and I'll cut you off quick. But I guess you got to be better at that. I ain't got time for that. Tell me about this live event you got coming up.
Oh yeah, we're so excited. We've got Tyler Rich. He's going to be performing, and his wife Sabina are going to come on, and we're going to just talk about all things relationship and share the highs and the lows and just have a really fun time. Because usually we've been going out on the road, you know, doing a tour. So the fact that we get to kind of go back out there in a sense virtually is going to be a lot of fun. And we're just going to do a live Q&A and performance and then talk all things couples.
Panel. Nice. Speaking of which, you also have a podcast, right? Wind Down.
Yes, we definitely have a lot of fun on Wind Down. We break things down a lot. We talk to therapists. We talk to other couples who are, you know, going through it. We just had Cheryl Burke on the show last week. Talked about her, you know, her relationship with Matthew.
And how's it
just,
going, you know, over there? How's she doing with that guy?
She's they're doing good. You know, they're hanging in there.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean, it's just, you know, they're, you know, it's just a very open platform for us to share our stories so that others don't feel alone.
Nice. And I got to imagine it's therapeutic for you guys as well. So that works out. Let's talk a little music. You put out a new single, Jenna, Untouchable, back in spring. Is it part of a new album? Just a one-off?
Just a one-off. I'll be putting more music out probably first quarter. I don't know. I felt like I was kind of in a rut during quarantine. I didn't really feel like writing anything at the time. But plus, we just got finished writing the book. So. But I'm excited to get back out. I just started writing again, wrote a song with Low Cash. So we'll see what comes out next year, but there'll be something. And then hopefully my dream is to put out a Christmas album next year.
Nice. And, how are the kids? How old are they now?
We have two kids. We have Jolie and Jace. Jolie will be 5 in January and Jace will be 4. I mean, 4, Jesus.
No.
He'll be 2, in November. So, you know, they're still young, but man, they're growing up so quick.
I know. It's crazy. It's actually the silver lining of quarantine has been the time that we've been able to spend with them. It's been awesome.
So yeah, no, that is fun. And then especially when they're little right now.
How old are your kids?
Just turned 10, 7, and 1.
So, wow.
Yeah. Well, how do you feel about having a third? Because we're on the fence.
I love it. I love it. We tried for a while and finally got lucky. So it's great. I'd keep having them. it was up to me, but yeah, no, it's fun. It's fun. You got a boy and a girl, right?
Yeah.
Oh, perfect. Then no matter what, you got one of each, you're good to go.
Exactly.
So Jenna, you keep up with Dancing with the Stars. You did very well when you were on. Do you still enjoy the show? Obviously you keep in touch with Cheryl.
Yeah. So, I watched the show. I watched, last week's, and, it's fun. I miss it. I would love to, it would be so fun to like do an All-Stars if there was one.
You have to.
But yeah, no, I love it. And I think, you know, everyone's doing really good. It's nice to see, Rochelle on there and Caitlin Bristow, you know, kicking butt. So
who do you think's the worst dancer?
The worst dancer?
That's the best question.
Carol Baskin's not that great. She's trying. She's trying. I don't know how I feel about that one.
You got to be careful criticizing Carol Baskin.
I know, right?
She clearly has strong reactions.
I know. I'm afraid I'm going to have a tiger like show up at my door. So I'm like,
is it true that you auditioned to be a Real Housewife?
Oh my God. It was to be a friend of. And the friend of actually.
So it was like adjacent?
Is that like a co-starring role?
A friend of whose? A friend of whose?
It was a friend of Teddy's, but she's no longer on the show. So we're definitely not going to be on the show.
Is that, was Beverly Hills?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's an opening.
Got it.
No, that's not my vibe. I don't like wearing heels. I barely like putting on makeup, so it's not my thing.
It's funny that you say you're not considering it because of the heels and the makeup, not because of the drama and toxic nature of the show.
The incredible amount of drinking and fighting.
Yeah. That's
but
funny.
But see, I think that's all just for the show. And I could do that as an actress, you know?
Okay.
I don't think
you channel it like a character. Okay.
Yes.
All right. You can separate it. That's cool. Mike, you keeping up with football, man? Who's your team?
Yeah, you know, playing, I mean, it's hard to root for one team, but I spent most of my career in Buffalo, so I still root for my guys up in Buffalo. And it's, you know, I'm actually surprised on the product that the NFL has been able to turn out without fans being there. You know, as a spectator and watching on TV, it's still been high quality, you know, football and performance. So kudos to all the coaches and the players getting themselves ready, regardless of having, you know, a real training camp, real preseason and everything. So
he also has 3 fantasy football teams. I'm like, which did we win 1, 2, or 3? Like, what's
something's got to keep you busy during
that's a lot of time commitment right there, Flair.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I agree though. They do a good job the way they shoot it and pipe in the noise and stuff. Mm-hmm. Did you like the idea of no preseason? I mean, some people have different points of view on it. Cause there's so many injuries that do happen during preseason, but now it seems like guys are getting injured maybe because they weren't prepared because of the preseason. So what's your take?
For sure. It's bittersweet. I mean, for me, I was always a guy that's the reason I was able to make the team is I was a preseason guy. I was the one playing every preseason game. I was never the guy on the sideline with my hat backwards, my gloves undone, shoulder pads. Like I was grinding every single game. So those are my opportunity to make the team each year.
That's a good
point. Guys like me, which make up a majority of each team in the league, mm-hmm. I really feel bad for those guys trying to make a squad.
Yeah, you're right. That's actually a good point. Listen, guys, before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right?
Love it.
Favorite show you've binged during quarantine?
What was the show that we binged? We binged a show.
Quick answers here.
What was the show that we binged?
What show?
We did. We binged a show, and now I can't remember.
I've been watching The Boys.
Yeah, and Ozark. I thought.
Glad you guys are on the same page. All right.
It's a good fight.
Jenna, song you wish you wrote?
The House That Built Me by Miranda Lambert.
Oh, nice. Quick answer. Cool. Mike, all-time favorite football player?
Jerry Rice.
Huh.
Celebrity crushes growing up?
JTT.
Britney Spears.
The same era. Right
JTT there. Gets a lot of love.
JTT gets so much love in that. Jana, how old are you?
I'm 36.
Yeah, so it's around that. It's around that. That mid 30s, I think.
Home
sort of
improvement
that,
was
because when I asked that question, you'd be surprised how many girls say JTT
and guys.
Mario's probably like, well, I'm sitting in front of you. Thanks for not saying me.
I'm sorry.
I'm a lot older, but I appreciate the shout out, Mike. I appreciate it. Dream podcast guest.
Brené Brown.
Ditto, same.
All right. And what's something you learned about yourselves in 2020?
What did I learn? That it's okay to walk away and ask for what you need.
Yeah, that's important.
for me, it's we can do this as parents, like having the kids, not having the help that we've had in the past with nannies and stuff because of all of our work obligations and traveling. Jana and I just showed up as mom and dad and like had them every single day, all day. And it's like, we got this. Like, we can do this.
Team effort. There you go. Right on, yeah. Guys. Well, hey, nice talking to you. Congratulations on the book. Thanks, and everything, Maria. You got going on. Don't forget, pick up The Good Fight wherever you buy books. Jana, Michael, thanks for checking in.
Thanks, Mario. Appreciate you.
Right on. Nice seeing you guys.
On with Mario Lopez.